So we're back again. Welcome back to the STD show. I'm Sam.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Dean.
And no, we're not talking about gonorrhea, but that might come up.
I just got to say, with that conversation last week, I mean, you never know what's going to happen on this show.
That's right.
Yeah. I do have to say, and I was telling them earlier that, you know, I get on my way up here. I'm like, fuck, I just want to go home. I just want to go to bed. I just want to just chill. But no, I got to drive up here to fucking do this damn recording shit.
Fun?
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, yeah. I mean,
Even if it's just for like that, you'd be like, oh, it's blowing over.
Yeah, exactly. Dean can talk to us while he's eating the spotted dick.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That'd be good.
So, all right. Well, listen, I'm going to get this first thing out of the way.
We're going to call, are we going to call our redneck of the day?
Let's give him a call and see what he's up to. It's Friday night. Supposedly, if he worked today, he shouldn't be too bad, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Let's give him a call.
Oh, you know when we're done. All we got to do is plug that in.
That's what I told Sam. That's what we'll do. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what you guys were talking about earlier, but he was making that shit sound so freaking convoluted. I'm like, dude, all I got to do is call you while you're connected on the show. Yeah. And, you know, he's like, and then he starts going on about, well, what about, how are we going to, and I'm like, dude, just let's try it, see what happens. And then that way, if it doesn't work, then we cancel that.
All right.
All right,
here we go.
We're calling him.
I can barely hear him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, mine's doing that same thing, too. notifications.
Yeah, take off the notifications.
It's this.
Yeah. That's what mine was doing because of that.
Get rid of some of these notifications. I cut it off because I couldn't hear him, so. Clear. There we go. All right, let's try that again.
All right,
we're having technical difficulties. Yeah. You're right. It's those.
Yeah, for some reason the notifications seem to like cancel the.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
What up?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I am cooking a late dinner, and your brother is. Putting the cover on our new piece of shit.
Your new piece of shit, okay.
Well, I got truck blew up, and I stuck it out in another fucking car, and something's wrong with it, and we had it since Monday, and we had to get a tow truck, and we had to get it over to the shop, and either one, they got to fix it, or two, they got to give me my money back, or three, they gotta give me another fucking car.
Wow.
Yeah. You know how many times we've been through since we've been living here?
Yeah.
Tell me about six.
Alright.
And I'm fucking pissed because I can't keep a fucking car. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. It's a bitch.
So he said that he would call you back. I don't know. He has to work tomorrow. Are you
What, you know you are. Why do you think you're on speakerphone? Guess what we're doing right now.
You guys are doing that TV.
Oh, you're sober tonight. Still,
I got something good for your STD show. Truck blew up last fucking Saturday. Got a new car Monday. Blew up today. That's what I'm telling you.
Hey, you don't even remember last Saturday, do you?
Last Saturday? Of course I remember last Saturday.
All right.
Tony does have to make an apology to you, by the way.
What?
Yeah, I do owe you an apology, man. I did keep telling
you. I love it when my older brother owes me an apology.
Yeah, I did keep telling you during the podcast last week that you were full of shit when you kept saying Michigan was going to beat Notre Dame. So I owe you an apology for that.
I tried telling you.
We couldn't understand.
Dylan.
I could.
Dylan. I'll just do it later. Yeah, I'm talking to my brother. I'll do it in the morning.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I
would recommend, Ryan, what were we talking about last Saturday?
Oh, I have no idea, dude. I was drunk.
You know what? You know, all I got to say is just be glad you were.
Yeah.
Just be glad you were.
I don't know.
You what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea what that.
Oh, and
yeah, that was part of it.
And ask your wife how she liked the voicemail I left on her phone.
So I can hear it because I got every set of people talking. Yeah. Did she fuck Rick or what?
that's what I was trying to get at. All right. Did your wife talk to you about a message that Tony left her?
What?
Did your wife talk to you about a message that Tony left her?
No, probably not. She was probably drunk.
Wow.
Man, you lucked out big time on that one, then.
Yeah. unless Sherry ever finds the link to that thing. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
No, I don't know.
It was interesting.
Yeah, you were pretty heated.
Tony added to the fire quite a bit there.
Absolutely, I did.
That's what my fucking brother does. When he knows I'm pissed off.
Dude, what are you talking about, dude? Dude throws anybody under the bus for any fucking reason.
Don't matter to me.
I know, anybody.
I know, because he's thrown me under the bus many times.
We all do it to each other. We just do it in love, you know? It's like What did he say?
He said he didn't stutter.
I said if you get thrown under the bus, you cry like a little girl now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would cry like a little girl.
No, me.
Oh yeah, you.
Alright, so what's on the podcast today, fellas?
You?
What we got going on?
That's
the STD of the day, huh?
Yeah, well,
Shoe fits. Oh, wait, did your wife fuck Rick? That's what I want to know.
I might want to get checked up.
Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, my God. It's true.
Did you hear what he asked
Ryan,
you?
Last week you were so fucking goddamn drunk off your ass. You were like, she's probably fucking Rick. Did she fuck Rick?
Oh yeah. So I had a problem with that because I passed out.
Oh, okay.
Apparently that happens quite a bit.
So I was pretty pissed off about that. It was like a Jerry Springer episode at my house yesterday.
Oh no, it was Saturday was a pretty good one.
Yeah, last week it was the same thing, Ryan. I think there might be a pattern.
Not yesterday, sorry, Saturday.
Yeah.
My days are all mixed together, so I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good. But you still really never answered the question.
We're still waiting for the question.
What's the question?
Did she fuck Rick?
No, she ain't fucking Rick.
That's what I thought.
Just so you know, Tony did call her and ask her.
Fucking 50-year-old drunk Mexican that drinks 24/7, so he can't get it up. I mean,
wait, that's Rick? Rick's a 15-year-old Mexican man that drinks and can't get it up?
Right, exactly. That's how old is he? Everything in Mexico.
Yeah, 24, I guess.
That's right.
You said 24, Ryan?
What's that? 24?
24/7.
No. Little catnap. Still drinks.
Rick is 24?
No, sir. He's like 50.
Oh, 50. Oh, okay.
And he drinks 24/7.
All right.
Just to make it clear, just because he's 50 is not the reason why he can't get it up. I just want to make that clear.
Why, are you 50?
I didn't say anything about me being 50. I'm 50. Shut up. I was just saying.
There's a reason why you're going to London. I see now. I see it.
Yeah. Well, I still got to paint my nails.
I'm just kidding.
Is that right, Sam?
I'm just kidding.
Damn straight.
No, I'm yeah. So the topic of the discussion is Ryan today, huh?
But did you hear what we were saying? Is that Tony actually called your wife?
Yeah.
And left a message on her voicemail.
On her phone.
And asked her, did you fuck Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, so, sweet. Hold on a second. You're welcome,
Sam.
Thank you, Dean. Yes, I want the answers to this.
He had to do it. Dude, that was last Saturday. She had to delete it.
She had to hear it.
Oh, that was last Saturday? Yeah, she deleted that shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, she had to at least hear it, ask her about it.
No.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Because she yelled at me when she handed me the phone
to
talk to your brother.
She's
like, oh, by the way, it was last Saturday, I'm fucking rich.
Oh, my God.
I was pretty drunk, so I don't know.
I gotta say, it does feel good to be on the other side of throwing somebody under the bus. I do have
That's
to say.
That's cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I've been the butt end of everything, so, like...
No, dude, you're right, but I gotta tell you, it made for some great, great, freaking... It was a great podcast.
Dude, I just gotta say, Tony, you're the man. you're right, but I just gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, dude, it was funny as shit, dude. You were funny as hell.
Oh, as long as I got some good likes out of it, that's all I care about.
Yeah. What did you want? Yeah. You said you wanted to listen to it. I don't know if you should let your wife listen to this.
Oh my God.
Well, my wife, I'm over my room. My wife's making dinner. Yeah. Where a woman.
Oh.
You're
I'm embarrassed, dude. She cannot hear me. That's the only reason why.
That's why he's talking shit. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, Ryan. You have to think about something.
What?
You're on a podcast right now, and it's getting recorded, and so we could basically throw you under the bus again if I wanted to send this link to Sherry about what you just said.
But you know, it's funny. I have to say, I think that's why I'm single, because I haven't figured that out.
Oh.
That when they're not in earshot, you don't talk shit to them. You know, or when they're in earshot, you don't talk shit to them. You wait until they're out of earshot. I never do that.
Right?
Yeah,
hold
on,
there comes the water. I think
she's
coming upstairs, guys. I'm really afraid.
You should be.
Oh, look. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Holy shit. I'll do it later. I'm on a podcast right now. Okay, and you might get a little pissed off at this one, okay? I was on a podcast last week, okay? I didn't realize I was on a podcast. I'm on a show right now. Well, So my brother called you on your phone to ask you if you had sex with Rick.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have an answer. Sherry did not fuck Rick.
That's right. That's right.
I want to get
murdered
for this one.
Well, there you go. So
we got the answer. I had to get a beer.
We have closure now.
Okay.
Why are you drinking that? Pour you a glass. I'm a fucking hybrid.
God damn it.
I don't know. Get the. Oh, dude. Oh, man. I'm a fucking pincher kick. Yeah. I didn't like
your mouth.
Hey, you
know what? They don't have live TV. They might not have live TV.
I said I'm going to do it in a little bit. I'm on the FTV show.
We don't need to get graphic. Come on. God.
Wow. Oh, hey.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you, because I already knew. You said you were fair game. Is she going to be okay if she's on the show? Because she's going to be on it. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, she don't give a fuck. This is a trooper like me.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, you're good.
All right, go back. Well, you should go back and listen to our last show and then see what you think of it after that.
Are you drinking? Should we just call you back in an hour?
I'm drinking a Mike's Hot Lemonade right now. It's like my third.
No, but
then I'm going to get some more.
So we should call you back in about an hour.
No, you got to work tomorrow? Sherry said?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have to work tomorrow, yes.
All right. So what time you got to work tomorrow?
I'm going to be picked up here at 7:10 in the morning because my dumbass car blew up. I really think someone's fucking these cars up, dude. I'm telling you. How did two cars blow up in a week?
Yeah, you are.
I just have bad luck or what?
I know. I used to fuck my cars up every time I turn around. So, yeah. Well, basically just you.
That's just because you wanted to get beat. That's just because you wanted to get your dick wet. That happened.
Ryan, are you saying that you're sticking your dick in the tailpipe?
Oh, dude, no, my dick is not big enough to get in the tailpipe. It's a gas tank, dude. Seriously.
Okay. All
right. Sorry. Yeah, it's a tailpipe, dude. Yeah. Thanks for giving me credit, though, there, bro.
I thought you were sticking your dick in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not the tailpipe. The gas tank. It's smaller, dude. Yeah, I can feel something.
I got blisters to prove it.
It's not.
Sorry that I disappeared for a while. I was caught on one of those moments where I went, turned the dryer off. And then you know that moment when you're not sure if it's a fart or if you actually got a shit?
Yeah.
It was one of those moments.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Did you? Yeah, it's because of the chili. You were eating chili.
Well, now what I did is I was pissing in the bathroom and then I was like, I'm right here. Let me just sit down. Let me just turn around and sit down and just see which way this is going to go because I wasn't sure. You know?
Oh, so.
You know, I got to say, it's nice when you have those moments, when you have a chance to be able to actually just.
Right. Because I've had those moments when there was no bathroom around and it just came right. Yeah, it just happened. You thought it was a fart and then you end up fucking shitting yourself.
God bless America.
God bless America. You know, it's worse.
Sam, you shit yourself before. Come on.
Here's the worst part.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah, but exactly. I mean, hell. I mean, isn't that what diapers are for?
Exactly.
But here's the scenario that seems to happen. You got to take a shit. You get up from your desk. You start heading for the bathroom. And somebody stops you and says, hey, I got to ask you a question about this client. That client can fucking quit right now. I don't give a shit. Dude, you see where I'm heading. Why would you, you know what? I'll just wait. I wouldn't even approach a person seeing them go into the bathroom.
Here's my thing about this whole topic, and it's a good topic. I'm very strange in the fact that I have a hard time shitting other places. So I won't shit at work unless it's really, really bad.
Like spend half the day in a toilet.
No, I just don't.
Tony's got shit issues.
Right. Yeah.
My break time there.
No, I just
let me step away from my desk. I'm in the bathroom.
Mine's usually outside smoking cigarettes 17 times a day.
Yeah, I've been too.
But I've always been weird like that. I just can't shit.
You're a weird kind of guy. Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of expect that from you.
Well, you know what it is? It's like. I don't like those little cubicles. I know this guy's shitting right next to me, and I'm like, I'm making weird noises, and it stinks, and this guy's like, mother of God, what the fuck did you eat last night?
Or you're at a public restroom, and you got a guy that says, you all right in there?
Right.
See, it's nice. I don't got to deal with that. We all got, like, these private bathrooms where I work, so it's like, it's nice.
Fuck you.
I got you. That fucking place you work at. Jesus. Tap dancing Christ. Yeah. I got my private bathroom.
I
have my own key to it. Nobody can use it but me. It's got my name on it. It says Sam, and that's my private bathroom.
Well, it doesn't say my name on it, but I actually really do have a key, so it's not.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we got to deal with the fact that, you know, you're standing there, you know, taking a piss and somebody's like talking to you about a client or something like that. I'm like, dude, this is my piss time.
Right.
You know, there's a certain level of, you know, I'm having a moment. Okay. I don't want to talk.
See, that's the other thing too. I agree with you in that sense, because you have those people sometimes. I mean, you do. Like, I'm like, don't fuck with me while I'm pissing.
Why are you talking?
Are you next to me looking over at me and being like, hey man, how you doing? I don't want to talk to you while I'm taking a piss right now. And, I mean, trust me.
When I'm finished, you know, in the cubicle thing or whatever.
Whatever, the urinal.
No, no, no.
Well, if you're pissing, you're at the urinal.
I'm talking about in the stall, and I just, you know, let the kids off at the pool.
Right.
And I cleaning myself up, and as I'm walking out, if there are other people in there, I will keep my head down, and I will just walk through without, you know, I'm not making any eye contact, because that smell was here before I got here. So just so you know, you know, I'm not going to... I think I will do that one day. I'll just walk out and be like, dude, it already smelled like this before I came in. Just so you know, I'm going to do that.
I would be the exact opposite. Like, I would just own up to it. Just be like, you fucking smell that? That was me.
It's all me, bitches. It's all me.
Pull off the Ace Ventura when he sneaks it.
You wouldn't want to go in there.
Do not go in there. Woo!
No, I just be like, hey, you know what? I ate a steak wrapped in bacon last night. You smell it?
Can you get that bacon aroma?
Hey.
You smell that bacon and steak aroma in there? That was me. Enjoy.
Do you guys smell the... Dean's going to come back from his trip, you know, and he's going to come back and start speaking like this. Did you guys smell the essence of my ass?
I don't think that's how they talk over there, but okay.
You will, though.
Yeah. I do already.
Well, it'd be funny if, like, they did, though. It'd just be like, well, it's like, when I walked into this bathroom and the essence of this man's ass just smelled so goddamn bad.
You know what? If you had an English accent, you'd sound like one of those comedy shows where the man's the woman. That's what it sounded like.
Right. You know, but I'm just saying, though. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of like something they would say. Like, the essence of this man's ass was so foul. You know?